This is Believe in Buckeyes with Brian Brownie and Chimby Chekwa. This is a little bit slow week on news, I guess, but man, we got some fun topics we're going to discuss. We're going to have some great conversation. We're going to have some fun today, but we got to start off with the sponsors, right?
Yeah, let's start off giving a shout-out to our sponsors, BetOnline, who's your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And if you are a college football player or a college athlete, professional athlete, don't bet. Do not get on BetOnline.
Do not get on these apps and think everything is fine and dandy, man. You just can't do it. So if you don't know, we got some news today that just came out today. A couple of our former guys, a couple of former Buckeyes, Rashad Berry, Nicholas Petit-Ferry, suspended Berry indefinitely. So that means he most likely, the way things are kind of rolling out, a lot of guys are getting suspended around the NFL, if you've been keeping up with this. Several Colts players, some guys in Detroit. Berry, he is with the Colts. When they got the indefinite suspension, it looks like that means they was betting most likely on NFL games. Petit-Ferry got 6 games, meaning they stated he betted on sports on the app, but the issue came in, that which is not a problem in general, but he did it at the facility. And I'm like, that's kind of...
Yeah, that's...
Man, that's a weird one, man. That's a weird one. A lot of people upset about
that.
Gotta
be appeal process. Yeah. You gotta smooth that out, man.
Six games, though. Six games. That's a third of the year, man. That's a little steep for someone. I know Nick. He's a great guy. He's like a golden boy, man. He wouldn't dare, if he knew that rule existed, he wouldn't dare play with it. So most likely, you know, it was something that wasn't really spoke about enough.
Yeah.
And trained up enough for him to kind of make that mistake.
Imagine making $1,000 bet, losing the bet, and they're getting suspended for 6 games. You know how much money you just lost on that bet? That is a lot of money, man. That's a very, very, very expensive bet, man. So teams, not just players, teams, remind these players of what the rules are, because they clearly don't know. You're not making a bet for $50 to give up 6 game checks. It's not. It's just the guys aren't doing it. Nah, the math ain't math.
Guys, it's not that wild, man. Yeah, the math is not mathing. Obviously, a lot of times you start thinking of professional athletes, young guys, being wild and thinking they could do what they want to do. Trust me, guys don't play with the NFL like that. It's like, you know, it's very rare that you find a guy that's just so talented that they play with their NFL career like that. So, with that said, the knowledge was not there. I know usually before the season, I know you recall, like the NFLPA would come in and they had this meeting before the season. They kind of go over little stuff like that might, you know, so maybe you heard it maybe once, like, but obviously...
That's not good enough,
with
man.
This stuff being online, it's not good enough.
That one guy was in the training room during that meeting, or that guy who didn't get signed till week 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was never a part of that meeting. He got released. They had the meeting, and then he went to another team. They already had their meeting, and then he got signed. He didn't know the rules, man. That joint that has to happen. That needs to come from the position coach. Position coach got to say, hey.
Yeah, I don't know. They need signs around the building. Signs around the building. Hey, you are on the facility. Do not place any bets on anything at all. Like, because that's not ideal, man. But that's not what we wanted to talk about today, man. We just kind of wanted to hit on it, man. It was kind of big news blowing up. A couple of our guys got dinged, but they'll land on their feet. I know, you know, they're good guys. They're all right. I mean, they made a mistake. Yeah. And hopefully, like you say, they appeal and then get them games corrected and kind of take it from there. But what we really wanted to talk about today is that the train is back, man. I don't know if you call it the train. I don't know if you want to call it the oil with the pipeline. But however you say it, the tar blooded pipeline is back, man. We got a couple kids that just committed this week. to the Ohio State from my alma mater, well, both my, from my alma mater, Glenville High School in Cleveland, Ohio, committed to the program. Bryce West, one of the top, I think he's top five or six cornerbacks in the nation. We also had a tight end, Demarion Witten. And if you know anything about Glenville football this year, I mean, he is a big-time player who make big-time plays. Quick shout-out for Witten. I went to the state championship game. Glenville won their first state championship this past season. Was it the first play? I think the first play we run the ball. And then second play, we just throw a fade route up to Witten. He jumps over like the corner and the safety. Two-hand snag. No one's even close to the touchdown. He walks into the end zone. And that just kind of set the tone that Glenville is getting their first state championship today, because we could do this every play if we wanted to. But, you know, we're going to be respectful of the game and, you know, all that type of thing. But that was the type of playmaker that you're getting with Witten when it comes to his ability to high point a ball, long rangy guy. Bryce, compact, good hips, got some speed. I think he won, man. I think he was a state champion or runner up in the 200 meter dash for the division two. So he guys could move. Great hips, smaller guy, quick guy, and really excited about what they're going to bring to the class. First off, the 23 class here for Ohio State. It's a 23 class? You call them the 24 class.
That is the 24 class.
Yeah, everything kind of weird. 24 class. Kids come to school so early. Yeah, 24 class.
They might be here in 23, but that is 24.
Right, they might be here in 3, but.
I kind of want to start off though with what is a tar blooder, bro? Like, what? Explain to everybody what a tar blooder is.
Man, that's a good question, man. That's a good question. And I got an answer for you. So this is like some historic stuff. And a lot of when you hear it, it's like, man, this is a great mascot, because a lot of times you don't get this anymore. But a tar blooder, when you see it, like what you actually see, it's usually like a robot, technically. It's like a man kind of slash like a robot. Kind of like the Tin Man you will see from Wizard of Oz. Kind of that type of thing. He got a square head. He got a G on his chest. Tar blooder. Now, where it comes from is that's an old nickname that you used to give people that worked on the railroad. So, my community in the Glenville community, and also in our rival community, which is considered Collinwood in Cleveland, they're the railroaders. That's their mascot. That's their school nickname. And our is the tar blooders. So those are the people that worked on the railroads with the tar, working hard, blood, sweat, and tears. We always say sweat, blood. That was how we kind of break the huddle at Glenville. So that's a tar blooder. The people that put that work in, working with the tar, bleeding, to lay those railroads. And obviously, you know how important that was. And that became a part of history. So that's what you get a tar blooder. That's what's the definition of it. That's what it means. And it means a lot, man. You don't get that a lot of mascots. A lot of people now, was it like the Hawks, the Lions?
Yeah,
like,
imaginary characters. These are real railroad workers. And the beauty of it is that railway that's being built is being built back to Ohio State. Man, guys coming. Yeah, coming right to Ohio State. You know, I played with a bunch of Glenville guys, right? Came in after a bunch of great Glenville guys. Played with them for a couple years. Ted Ginn, Troy Smith, the Brian Brownings of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We were good. Ohio State was good to have one or two guys who perform, right?
You
know. And Glenville just pumps them out, right? It's just a factory, man. It's guys in college, D1, guys who are performing at D1 level, guys who have the potential, the talent, and the opportunity to make it to the NFL. So it's good to see that, you know, we're able to continue to or get back to bringing guys from that level of talent, that level of school, back to Ohio State. So that was exciting to see this past week.
Yeah, so that's always huge, man. I mean, the Glenville pipeline is a real thing, right? You start thinking about Troy Smith, the last quarterback at Ohio State to win the Heisman, the last person at Ohio State to win the Heisman. You talk about the first round draft picks with Ted Ginn Jr., Dante Whitner, Marshawn Lattimore. Just spiel guys, Cardale Jones, last quarterback to win a national championship for Ohio State, Glenville guy. And just guys all between there. I came in with a Robert Rose and a Ray Small, and you have people on the roster like Curtis Terry and Jamario Neal, and just guys, Marcus Hall, another offensive lineman from Glenville, and just a spiel guys. There's a ton of guys. I'm missing it's a ton of guys. And can't name them all. You know, that would be the whole show, just naming Glenville guys that went on to play at Ohio State. But it's important for the state of Ohio. So you get that pipeline going from Cleveland, Glenville, get those guys, coached by Ted Ginn Sr., get those guys get into Columbus, and it's a feeling around the state that you know that you're back to getting in the state and wanting the top guys. You want your top guys in your state to go to your top school, and that's what the pipeline means. It was kind of big, man. It was kind of a lot of news. I know before Bryce made his commitment, like I say, he was the bigger recruit out of Witten. But Bryce has kind of started, you know, hanging out at Michigan, took his official visit up there, started kind of tweeting some things. He was with a group of their guys, a guy that had already committed, and obviously would love to have him a part of their class. And it kind of became a thing, right? Like, well, okay, you know, is the pipeline still real? Right. Like, you know, or in this new era when NIL is a thing, like, you know, can Ohio State, are they competing on this level with Ohio guys, or is Michigan outdoing them? And guys are finding, you know, like in NIL, or, you know, back in the day, it should just be state pride and, you know, where your guys went. But now,
money talks.
A person can put an offer on you that you can't refuse.
Money talks.
And you end up going to a different school. So, yeah, so that was big.
Yeah,
that
was big. I thought it was huge. I mean, you know, I got the silver bullet necklace on, man. Just in, you know, you bring top level corners into a program, you're gonna be able to get to that top level defense. You know, you bring those guys up front, right, and you bring those corners in, you're gonna be able to get to that defense. So I thought that was important. You know, we had there's another corner out there, highly rated corner, who similar to Bryce has that team up north on his list of schools, hasn't made his decision yet. Obviously, he has Ohio State up there. I think Oregon was a third one.
Yeah, the third school. Yeah, third school. And that's Aaron Scott Jr. So he's out of Springfield, Ohio, which is central Ohio, not very far from Columbus at all. They're a good program. They've been to the last two state championships. I don't think they lost both, but very good player. I think he's ranked even higher than Bryce is at the cornerback position. So it's like huge news, right? I mean, he's saying his top three schools are Ohio State and Michigan. Oregon's on the list as well. I think, you know, a lot of people get, you know, they like that Oregon look, right? They got a lot of green, all the Nike stuff, man. They got the best helmets, and they flip-flop every game. So, you know, no surprise there. But it's just interesting to see, you know, how that's going to play out. Right? The news came out, I think, earlier today that he's planning on making his decision in about a month. He'll decide what school he's going to go to. And over social media, like, these guys are really building this stuff up, right? So, like, he's tweeting and sub-tweets with Bryce beforehand, before his commitment. You know, where we going? We going to the same school. So, if you go up there, maybe I'm going there, too. So obviously Bryce made his decision. He's going to be a Buckeye. So now Aaron is kind of sitting up to Aaron to see, you know, what he's going to do, where he's going to land. And like, once again, we feel, you know, money is definitely a role in this. You kind of start making, you make that rivalry a big thing. And I think you kind of get people to bring out that best number, you know, exactly what can you do for me and my family before we make this decision.
I think that's part of it. I think, So I really doubt that he chooses the maize and blue over Ohio State. I really doubt
that'd be crazy.
But I think it's smart, you know, positioning by him and Bryce as well to continue to build up that anticipation, right? I could go I can go up north. I could stay here in Ohio. I'm gonna make that decision. So let me drive the money up. Let me get everything out of it that I can. Some of it is just, you know, getting more and more fan support, right? Getting your face out there on social media, getting your tweets and everything shared. continuing to be able to brand yourself. So I think it's smart marketing on their part. But I find it hard to believe that he would not choose Ohio State and go in a similar direction that Bryce did.
Well, look, though, I mean, he got some big names pulling for him, man. But big names. So about a week or so ago, he has his visit to the team up north. He has the Michigan gear on, you know, like all the kids do. Once they kind of put the gear on, they put it around their social media with the jerseys on and the visors, and they got the cool photo shoot, right? And a lot of people would say, probably, it is funny to say, but probably Michigan's best player at Michigan, that matter, Charles Wilson, who doesn't really tweet much about recruiting. I mean, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. Right. He's a Hall of Famer. Like, you know, if he's paying attention, you know, if he's watching the big game, then, you know, that's good enough. But he's a Hall of Famer. He gets a tweet out there with the hashtags Go Blue over the young man's in the jersey, and kind of got people riled up. And then after that, Aaron makes a post with his Ohio State uniform on. Then our Heisman winning quarterback, Troy Smith, gets out there and he pits a tweet up that's getting a lot of a buzz around the Twitter world, more or less, how a lot of this stuff is kind of settled and looked at. But it's kind of big, man. I mean, it's like, you know, this kid, right, a recruit, right, just cornerback, right, and you got a Hall of Fame guy from Michigan, you know, tweeting your pick, like, hey, come here. This is how we do things. We develop guys. I'm from here. And I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm also from Ohio, and I made the decision to leave Ohio and go up north. And look at the success I had. So it does. It's some weight on that tweet that, you know, that he's paying attention and enough to kind of see you, know who you are,
and it shows that the rivalry is alive and well. You got the greats, right? Former Heisman Trophy winner at Ohio State. A Hall of Famer who's from Ohio, end up going to that team up north and having a great career there. My former teammate in Oakland. But when they're tweeting about 18-year-old, 17-year-old kid making a decision between the two schools, and they're going back and forth, and you see how that's shared and the engagement there. I think it's great for the sport, man. It's going to continue to grow, and a lot of these individual players are going to be able to build up their individual marketing in that way. And it's just it's exciting to see, but it shows you how important the rivalry is and why it's not just one game, you know, every year, why it's bigger than that, because it carries into the offseason. Mm-hmm. It carries into going back and forth. I had a bunch of, you know, I played with Wilson, and when I saw that tweet, I had a bunch of stuff that I wanted to say, like a bunch of, like, smart comments and stuff I wanted to say. But I'm going to be honest, man, after losing twice, you know what I'm saying? Like, my energy just ain't the same. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna hold on to these, man. until we get us one. But
get us one. Yeah, you gotta tread a little lightly there, man. It's just But that's on Coach Day, man. Like, bro, don't put us in that situation. We want to be able to go on Twitter and go off, man. Like, win the damn game. So when we see anything, we're not even concerned. We're just diving in head first. But losing, like you say, losing two in a row will kind of make you, you know.
Yeah, because he got bragging rights, you know, over me now, man.
Reread that tweet a little bit before you kind of put it out there, man, because the world will see it. But, yeah, though, but, you know, you said something good. You said, you know, what was good for the sport is what interested me. You said what's good for the sport is you got great players paying attention, speaking about the kids and their decision-making and things of that nature. But I got to bring this up because this is not good for the sport. We got the tight end coach from Kentucky, like I say, Pipeline Burst. Glenville guys are back on Ohio State. West commits, Witten commits. And then we got this tight end coach down in Kentucky subtweeting our guys, talking about that, you know, they after his visit, it was kind of, you know, how they got that predictable that he was might take his talents to Kentucky. So after he commits to Ohio State, he puts his tweets out saying, yeah, we got the guy we wanted. I mean, let me get it correct, right? Because
you got to read it. Typos.
It's tough to read.
And all, bro. You can't.
Typo over it, but, I mean, so he said, I got the target I wanted. This is SEC ball, and we got and SEC grown man, go big blue. And it's like, bro, first of all, what you talking about, bro? Like, this is not good for the sport at all. Second off, I don't know, you know, what time was it when he tweeted this thing, you know, was it a meeting, or was it dark, or was he, on that bourbon, whatever he was, that Kentucky bourbon. Well, I don't know what he was thinking about, but this is not good for the sport, man. You're trying to chastise our guys, our kids. They decide to make a decision that's best for them and go to a school that's essentially more competitive than Kentucky has been.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I mean, you know, Kentucky is not really relevant. You talk about the SEC as if their team being the SEC helps out the SEC.
That was a little bit of an emotional response from a coach who, I'm going to assume, expected that that guy had made a connection. He had convinced him to leave Ohio and go play for the great school of Kentucky. But the reality is, first of all, the chances of that, right? I mean, it probably was something there at some point, but come on, man, let's be serious. And what I don't like about some of the SEC stuff, because the SEC is a good conference. They got great teams at the top, really great teams at the top.
At the top.
I don't like that the other teams use the great teams at the top to big themselves up, man. Like, Kentucky has not been great at football since Kentucky has existed, really, right? They might have seasons here or there. Yeah. They're not terrible, but don't say, "Oh, we got SEC. This is SEC ball. We got an SEC grown man, bro." He's not going to change the dynamic of what you got going.
Right?
It's just not going to happen. And really, man, I don't like those type of responses from coaches, man. Like, you got to stay. You got to be an adult about it. You know, guys, these kids are making decisions. This is young kids making decisions for their future, and realistically made the right decision as well. You got to take that into account. But yeah, man.
Let's throw him out this. Coach Vince Merrill, looking at his profile on Google, he's an Ohio guy. He's from the Youngstown area. He played his college ball, looks like, at Toledo. Went on to play the NFL. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw this out there. I don't know the guy, right? I don't know the history, right? But if he had got that Ohio State offer, chances are he would have took his status to Ohio State as well. He knows, man. But yeah, I just think it's a little man, what's the word I want to use? Baloney, maybe? I don't know, man. This is a little weak to try to step on this kid with a tweet after whatever. You already got the guy you wanted. Then why you didn't put a scholarship? Like, you know, y'all, like, what are you saying,
didn't.
Man?
They didn't get the guy they want, but they do. They do at this point. You know, they're second choice. They got to big him up as well, right? Now they focus on him. So I don't like the jab on social media, man. Coaches don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Just congratulate guys wherever they go. Because also with the transfer portal and all that other stuff, you really don't want to. You don't want to burn bridges anyway. But with the transfer portal and all the other opportunities to still get a guy that goes somewhere else, you don't do stuff like that, man. Like, his head coach got to be like, bro, like, chill, man.
Yeah, chill out, man. Like, we trying to focus on winning 6 games to get bowl eligible over here in Kentucky. We trying to get to 6 games. That's like, we get to 6 games, we get bowl eligible, and you making it a little bit tough for us here, man. But I don't know, man. But he did it, and, you know, don't do that. That's not part of the game. But we also want to kind of talk about, we got the 2025. I'm going to call him, since he committed to Ohio State as a 4-star quarterback, I'm going to call him the top quarterback in the state of Ohio for the 25 class, Tavius St. Clair out of Bellefonte, Ohio. He committed to Ohio State. Man, he's a good-looking kid, man. He's pretty big, strong. Obviously, a couple years left on the high school level, but I mean, he definitely checks a lot of boxes on the eye test. I haven't watched him play personally, but obviously he got the 4-star for a reason. He's a good player, and he was able to commit, so that's also huge. But what we really wanted to kind of talk about here is this kind of came out recently, is that our guy, you know, I think you're a Devin Brown guy. You're a Devin Brown guy. I'm on the McCoy. I'm leaning towards more McCoy. He's older. This, you know, relationship with Marvin Harrison Jr. But he got a new vehicle, man. He got a new car. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen it, man, but
he
that thing
Benz,
clean, man.
He's officially
big body.
Officially moved into that starting position accessory. You know what I'm saying? Like this solidifies him as the expected guy to take the position and be the guy. He's driving the car, right? He's got the car.
It was the song, how the little chain go, Big Body Benz. I remember when I was dusty. He in the big body, man. So he's in the Benz. He got that from, what's that, Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet. They said I think they said the baseline price for that vehicle is like $130,000.
Bro, can you imagine, man? You know, like, Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet, I think that used to be Jack Maxton, that same location. But anyway, can you imagine just being in college and that's the type of... Now, we wouldn't be getting that. We're talking to, you know, Terrell. But, there would have been something for us, Terrell, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, something nice. But that's... Man. It's like you got... But now you got to live up to it. Like, is he a Benz quarterback? You know, it's TBD, to be determined. We'll find out.
Stupid, yeah, man. But yeah, that's a nice car, though, man. So, and it's funny enough, I seen our guy. I'm blanking on his name. It was like our first guest on the show ever.
Breer.
Breer. Breer put a tweet out saying, like, man, didn't Terrell Pryor get in trouble for like driving a Charger like back in the day in 2006? Now, like, it's in the rules books that a guy could get a Benz, I think he put out a story. I don't think it was a real post. Like, I think it was a story he put like on his Instagram. Like, shout out to Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet for hooking me up with this ride.
$100,000 car. We had guys get kicked out of school for getting free tattoos and selling a jersey, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, man.
Boy, have things changed. Girl had a 5-game suspension in the NFL because of the stuff that happened in college. 5-game suspension in the NFL. He lost 5 game checks in the NFL. Meanwhile, this guy, for a car that's not nowhere near close to being.
I don't know
how much that car was. Yeah. $40,000?
Yeah, that car was probably 40. Yeah, maybe. it wasn't $130,000, that's for sure.
It's something that he could have actually paid the car note on, man.
But I mean things changed, man. So kudos to Kyle McCord. You're gonna look nice riding around campus. You know, I don't know if you gonna put the C pass on that or not. I don't know.
Man, they don't have no pass. They don't have to put campus. Do they still got to put passes on the cars? Man, imagine
that's $120,000
Benz. Mark Wahlberg should at least pay for the parking pass. Man, I got so many tickets in college, they put a boot on my car. If I see you, I'm probably two weeks away from leaving campus. I got a boot on my car. Parked legally, but I had been wanted for so long that they put a boot on it.
So they saw you. They might put the cuffs on you.
Old Chevy Impala. I almost left the car. I almost said, forget it. I don't need this car. Now, if I had that Benz, though. Different story.
That Benz, yeah, you gotta figure that out. Somebody gotta figure that out. that's a good one, man. But that's our show for today, man. That's what's going on in Buckeye Nation. Like I said, we got some commits coming in. Hopefully, our next show we're talking about some more commits. But that Glenville pipeline is back. It's strong. We haven't really had too many guys since Marshall Lattimore. Obviously, he's been in the NFL for a while now, man. So that pipeline, people thought it had dried up. They thought we had fell off. They had counted us out. But we're back. Shout out to Arville Reese. He's a 23 commit out of Glenville, but I feel like, you know, kind of COVID year, so a lot of people kind of missed that. But he'll be a true freshman Ohio State this year. But kind of got the things ringing when things is back competitive.
Real quick, I think it's significant, though, that all of these recruits that we've mentioned are Ohio recruits. They are Ohio recruits. I was an out-of-state guy who came to Ohio, still live in Ohio. But the importance of being able to get the best from the state, and there's a good crop of them in the state, man. There's a good crop, so I think right now the recruiting trail is going well.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I think a couple more booms. I still feel like we need to get Aaron. I think that's a big. I mean, if we lose him, he goes to Oregon. I'm like, okay, that's just something he really wants to do. But if we lose him to Michigan, it's like kind of a big deal. And we also got to get on the guy on the edge. We need an edge guy to kind of solidify this 24 class here. So I know we had a bunch of guys come in. No one really kind of rang that bell. But an edge guy would be nice to see. Edge guy, some D-line guys kind of come in on this class would be huge as well. So we'll see. We'll see. So maybe next show we have a little bit more there. If not, we'll just talk about wherever we can. Because, I mean, this is Believe in Buckeyes with Brian Browning and Chindi Chekwa. And we'll catch you guys next time. Shout out to our sponsors, BetOnline. If you have any issues, reach out to 1-800-GAMBLER. Forgot to shout that out. And then once again, if you're in the NFL, college kids, do not bet on sports.
Don't do it.
Apps, especially in the facilities. Or definitely not on your team or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. You know, be smart out there, guys. But that's our show. We got to end it with an 08.
I-O.
And the Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. See y'all.